Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Miss Dutcher and Rich.
Oh, boy, well.
Or Felger and Maz.
That is an insult.
Listen to the podcasts on the new 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for psychobabble horse crap.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Dutcher and Rich. We're off of NBC Boston Sports here, this show, around about the 17th. My last show on the television will be a week from Friday. But I was noticing yesterday, see, my family watches us on the television every morning. And if it's a long time before I turn on the TV, I turn on the TV, it's Felger and Maz. And Felger is outside. It looks like a beautiful scene. There's all these beautiful green plants. It's a nice day. And he's Skyping, obviously, with the show. And I'm thinking, is this... I mean, he's working, but is this... He was so excited by the news that happened over the weekend, he felt like he should be involved in the show. And Hardy, now you know this for a fact. This is a vacation day for him?
I don't know anything for a fact, but my gut tells me that if Felger was on yesterday from a remote location, he says it from, you know, parts unknown when he does this, that...
Well, it's from Nantucket.
Okay, well, sometimes he's doing he says from parts unknown.
Yeah.
Right?
It's also been Florida. He's admitted that.
We don't know.
He's admitted that.
Parts unknown.
He's admitted it.
What part of parts unknown don't you understand?
Continue, Hardy.
Parts unknown.
All right, continue.
My guess is that doesn't count as a vacation day because he's on the air. He's working.
Okay, because if that's the case, he just re-signed earlier this year. Then I want, if I re-sign here, to have a deal where I can do it from Tennessee for a month.
Yeah.
And have it not count.
Yeah.
As vacation.
Go ahead and ask.
Is there an hour change down there?
No. Okay. No, East Tennessee.
Okay.
But no, that's what I want to do.
Sure.
I mean, I will say,
careful what you wish for, because do you want to go on vacation or not?
I have 5 weeks, and then I want the month in addition to that.
Oh. But if you go down that road, then you will find yourself easily talking yourself into, well, we're just going to go away for a couple of days, but I'll do the show from there. And then all of a sudden, you're not really getting your time away.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's just, you know, come to work and then go on vacation, and there the twain shall meet.
Well, now that we're in Dorchester, it's just even more appealing not to come in. All right, so DeMarcus Cousins signed with the Warriors, and you might be thinking, this is quite a coup, but there's a lot of people saying that this doesn't even matter.
Well, that's kind of what I feel about it. It's a $5.3 million deal, and essentially, he was sitting around in New Orleans waiting to see what was going to happen next. The Pelicans agreed to a deal with free agent center Julius Randle, but Cousins, who's coming off of his left torn Achilles, was still this force. You know, he averaged 25.2 points a game, almost 13 rebounds, 5.4 assists. He was shooting over 35% on three-pointers last season, but he only played 48 games. And what are they saying for when he's going to be back and really ready to go?
December,
Fred?
Or January.
So it's going to be a while. So he was looking as to, well, what's going to happen to me? You know, I don't have a deal here. The Pelicans aren't talking to me. He said that nobody was reaching out to him, that he had to call his agent and talk about options, and he said he had it narrowed down to two places.
One was ultimately where he went, Golden State. The other, Boston.
Right.
So what would Boston have done with him?
And that's my point. Like, had people looking at now, oh, this is so unfair. Now Golden State's going to get DeMarcus Cousins. Okay, let's say he called Boston. It was the only place he wanted to go. Would you even want him here?
Well, first of all, you don't know how he's going to behave. I would imagine that his attitude would have been good, considering he was playing a half a year going into a contract, So you assume that he would have. But I'm wondering. So you put Horford at the four. You got Cousins at the five. I mean, how much of a difference do you think that makes, especially in the East? Him coming back from injury. I suppose it would be nice to have.
It would be a nice option to have, but in terms of like going forward and now you've got this guy and what are you going to do with him long term?
You're not going to do anything with him long term. You're renting him for half a year.
Right, half a year.
All right, 617-779-0985. DeMarcus Cousins between two teams. He, of course, picks Golden State as everyone does. Boston was the other. Apparently, Boston reached out with an offer. There will be no commercials here, just the headlines.
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Boston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston. 98.5, the Sports Hub, the Beasley Media Group Station. Sports Hub headlines.
The Red Sox got a 4-3 win over the Nationals last night in Washington, and they had a 3-2 lead in the seventh inning when Mookie Betts gave the Sox a solo home run for a little more insurance. But let's rewind here to the second inning when Max Scherzer loaded the bases, walking Jackie Bradley Jr. to get to Rick Porcello, and then Porcello with a three-run double.
I think everybody were just shocked, excited for sure. But I think when he first hit it, everybody didn't really know what went on until it landed in a gap, and then pure excitement at that point.
That's Mookie Betts on Porcello, who did improve to 10-3, six innings of work, five strikeouts, two earned runs allowed. And the Sox and the Nationals continue this series tonight. Brian Johnson will get the start, first pitch a little after 6 o'clock. Red Sox back in first place by a game ahead of the Yankees. That's because the Yankees fell to the Braves in the Bronx 5-3 in 11 innings. Celtics made it official yesterday. They signed guard Brad Wanamaker. In terms of that deal, not disclosed. Yahoo Sports reporting Avery Bradley has re-signed with the L.A. Clippers, a two-year deal worth $25 million. DeMarcus Cousins, he is on his way to the Golden State Warriors on a one-year deal. That, according to ESPN, worth $5.3 million. Celtics also reportedly the runner-up in landing Cousins. And the Lakers have signed former Seas guard Rajon Rondo to a $9 million one-year contract. Headlines are brought to you by Rahm Diamonds. You can't buy a better quality diamond at a better price anywhere. Go to rahmdiamonds.com today. I'm Mike Riley. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
This is the station for the fans of the home teams. Pass us. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be outraged and shaking their fists this morning.
Happiness comes from feeling good about yourself.
Breaking the mold on sports radio in Boston.
Is that why I thought of Sesame Street?
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
98.5, The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985. Very quickly, Tiger, go ahead. Tiger.
Lori.
Mike?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm wondering why Fred's always ripping on Dorchester.
I'm not ripping on Dorchester. It's just for 13 years I've had a very easy commute, and now my commute's going to suck.
So then why don't you move over to Dorchester? We'd love to have you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But I have a bit of a life set up there in the Newton.
Well, you got the kids are in the schools and stuff. Let me tell you, I have been to a couple of homes in Dorchester, Fred, and you would not believe these neighborhoods exist. You know, you say Dorchester and you kind of like think one thing. There are a couple of neighborhoods in Dorchester that would blow your mind.
Yeah, there's only one truly scary town, and it's not very large here in the Boston metro area. All right, so here's the deal with DeMarcus Cousins. Is that, I guess, that's right, Lexington. I guess that the
Belmont.
I guess the the Pelicans had talked to DeMarcus Cousins and completely lowballed him. Just they talked to him back in March and they really lowballed him. Then when Julius Randle became available from the Lakers, they said, screw you, Cousins. And then apparently all these NBA teams have a no Cousins rule, regardless of what's going on. And then he went around looking for a one-year deal for $15 million, and everyone told him to go screw, so he had to take that mid-level exception. So, besides the injury, what is the deal with DeMarcus Cousins? Because you have to figure, if he was ever going to be a team guy, if he was ever going to give 100%, this would be the time right now. Why all these teams are they afraid to do it? And now there's talk that he's not even going to really play that much for Golden State.
No, I don't think he's going to play all that much. And by the way, before we get it to anything else, I just have to make comment on Cousins' comment about joining Golden State. Do you know what his quote was, Fred?
I do, but go ahead.
He said, "This is my ace of spades. This is my chess move."
Like, yeah.
Stop.
Right.
Stop,
your stop. Chess move was having your agent sit out and beg for $15 million and having to settle for about half that for a mid-level exception. Yes. You're playing the board. You might as well be a cat that knocked over all the pieces to where you're playing chess right now. You know what I'm going to do that's really going to work out for me is I'm going to have it be known that the team I was on didn't want me, that Julius Randle's availability completely took any opportunity I had away from that team. Then I'm going to have it out there that I wanted $15 million and I did not get that. And then I'm going to have it out there that only two teams were interested in me at the mid-level exception price. So if I'm a Celtics fan, am I even pissed off right now? I mean, if you're a Celtics fan, does that make you does that help you? So now you're a challenger against the Warriors.
It's like so sane, you know, sneaky good. Do you understand what an ace of spades is in the context of like deal making or a chess move? I think it's just saying phrases. It's like this right here is my pot calling the kettle something.
This is my penny saved as a penny earned.
Right. It's not. This is not a chess move. Begging the far and away the best team in the league to take you on for short money is not a chess move. It's not your ace of spades. It's not your whole card. It's nothing. It's just, oh, okay, well, we literally have nothing to lose by taking you on, and anybody will come play for us for practically no money because we're going to win another title next year, and just go ahead and mark that down. And him signing there did actually move the line a little bit in Vegas in terms of their odds to win another NBA championship, which I guess it should, but they're so good already. And no one's gonna beat him in the West. What do you think, LeBron James? Oh, I take that back. Rajon Rondo is going to be playing with LeBron with the Lakers,
yeah, so we'll get into that later.
They will give him a run for the title out West.
Well, Winhurst will tell you all about that. He was again befuddled. This is a ESPN article talking about Cousins. When he tries, Cousins can be a plus defender at least in spurts. So there you go. Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, I just disagree with you guys. So a couple of points. One, you talk about what a powerhouse he is. You know, rolling off the stat line, and then in the same breath you say, well, how can you make an impact for the Celtics? Well, we all agree the Celtics should have a clear path to the finals with health, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you have a guy to bang down low against a Draymond Green and match up, isn't that what you really need as an equalizer? This is what turns this team with their rebounding down the stretch in the playoffs.
In theory, you would think that adding an all-star would be, you know, and no one argues that Cousins has elite talent. But, I mean, only two NBA teams were interested in him.
Oh, because he's an ass, and no one would dispute that is what he is. He's a head case. And if you use him on a rent, and it's a pretty much agreement between the two teams or the two entities that he's basically using us to get his max deal if he performs, the Celtics are using to add this piece, what could essentially lead to a championship, then isn't it just an understanding of what the two sides are doing? And if he is a pain in the ass, he's probably realistically not going to get back to what he was until early spring in time for a stretch run. So it's for $5 million bucks, I don't know. I just feel like I didn't.
Oh, I agree. No. I agree. I never said that the Celtics shouldn't have taken him. No, the Celtics wanted him, if he comes back in January and you have a stretch run with him for $5 million, there's no question about it. My question more was, how valuable is he to Golden State? And if you're the Celtics and you don't have Cousins, I mean, how disappointed are you today that you don't have him? You understand what I'm saying?
No, I understand. It's like, how good can Golden State get? I mean, they went on that 70-win season without Durant. So it's like, I mean, again, like how great can they be? I just think for the Celtics, if there was an opportunity there on a rent, I just say, and you don't know how close they were, because again, remember,
you're breaking up. Having Cousins on the team would have been great. It would have been fine.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a gigantic loss for the team, because if it was, they would have offered more than the mid-level exception.
Right.
Something's going on. I don't know if people believe that he's going to be 100% this season. Something's going on. Because New Orleans really, like, insulted him with their offer. Then you would figure that he could get something for a one-year deal, but only two teams were willing to give him the mid-level exception, and those teams happen to be the best teams in the respected conferences. Sure, if Cousins was on this team going into the playoffs and he was healthy, that it would have been nice. It would have been good. And yes, you do have someone, if you're facing Golden State, that can bang against Draymond, and you do have a guy who can pass from down low. There's no question he's talented, but I'm wondering why every other team passed on him.
Well, it's the Achilles, and that's a career-ending injury.
Yeah.
It's killed careers.
Right.
I'm looking at an article right now, just a few guys that had high hopes before. Rudy Gay, Kobe Bryant even had it in 2013. He was 34 at the time. He's only 28.
Right.
He's very young to have an Achilles injury like that. That's a high risk. So Golden State's got the money to use it. Half a season rental. Good for the Celtics passing on it.
No, I don't think they didn't pass on it, I believe.
I think what it came down to was Cousins was saying, look, I want to go play for one of either the best team in the league, or by whatever standard you're going to use, the Celtics are a top five team. Okay?
Right.
I want to play for either them or them. And Golden State picked up the phone and said, yeah, we'll give you a few million bucks. And then he has the audacity, or the stupidity, or whatever you want to call it his ace of spades, his chess move, because they said yes, and he's probably going to go sit on the bench for most of the year. And what if you're going to go do that, might as well go do it on the team that's almost guaranteed to win another championship. Why not?
All right, Kyle, you're on Toucher and Rich.
All right, so on the DeMarcus Cousins thing, I heard you guys saying that you weren't sure he was going to play that much for Golden State, but don't you guys feel like they improved swapping him for JaVale McGee?
Yeah, in theory, but again, with his injury and don't you find it odd that only two teams were really willing to give him any money?
Well, no, because he has a terrible attitude.
Right, but you figure Brad Stevens. When the success of the Celtics, that he would fall into line, and you figure with your Golden State that you're, at best their fourth best piece, more likely their sixth best piece, and on and on and on. But again, he was at one point considered, one of the elite players in the NBA, and I can't recall seeing a guy take this at 28, take this little bit of money. That's all.
And they've got one guy on that team right now that is not a disciplinary problem, but in terms of like the attitude and the fire, and that's Draymond Green. And look, picking up that flagrant two finals ago and sitting out for one of those games, that forced a game seven against the Cavaliers. Lose game five, you ended up losing game six. They had to win it in seven against the Cavaliers 2 years ago because of Draymond and his antics. Can they afford one more guy that even approaches what Draymond is like on the floor and put them in? And because all you have to do, when you have Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, you've
it's already a four-headed monster.
Klay Thompson, right?
Yep.
You've got all that. All you have to do is not screw it up.
Right.
Right? Let those guys play their game, do whatever it is they're going to do. Just don't mess it up. There's a chance that somebody like DeMarcus Cousins can come in there, as talented as he is, 25 points, 13 rebounds, everything else. He could screw it up. Don't screw it up. So I don't think it's that much of a risk, but I don't think he's going to play that much. And if he does start to pose any kind of a problem, he won't play at all because they can't afford to have somebody go out there and screw it up. That's the only thing that can derail that team.
Well, don't compare him to Draymond Green, who's one of the great team players in basketball.
I think people totally accept Draymond Green when he's out there playing with your team and all the stuff that he brings. But DeMarcus Cousins isn't going to get that kind of a pass away from any team, and certainly not from day one.
All right, the CBS Sports Minute is brought to you by Stoneham Bank.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Are you familiar there with the Scientology, Mr. Hardy?
Big fan. Big follower.
Okay, so you know how Tom Cruise got married to that girl from Dawson's Creek?
Yeah, Katie Holmes?
Yeah, she had the whole thing going for her. She had everything going for her. She had chose Pacey at the end of the show. Leaving Dawson.
Now, did Katie Holmes does have those two front top incisors that go a little too low, though. Am I right about her?
No. I don't think that that's true.
I don't know.
Well, I'm gonna double check her. Hold on. Katie Holmes,
so you're
full
inferring...
mouth smile. Hold on. I'll be with you in just a moment.
So you're saying that she's almost like Jewel, whose Snaggletooth makes her even more attractive. Because you think then she's attainable.
No, I do. It's not a snaggle tooth. It's a bit of a buck tooth. It's a bit of a Bugs Bunny thing.
I don't think Katie Holmes has that at all. I think that if you looked at Katie Holmes, you would say she had a wonderful smile.
She's reportedly now with Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, I understand that, but they got to keep that on the DL.
DL, okay, baby.
All right. Now, as a matter of fact, if you Google Katie Holmes' teeth, there's all these photos. She's had a lot of work done on her teeth.
Oh, that's not really her face.
Not that one. Look at this one right there.
That's not her teeth. Give me a break.
It is. Look, there she...
How was she on TV for all that time? I mean, her teeth...
Oh, my gosh.
She looks like the dude from Shane McGowan from The Pogues. You think that her teeth were really like that?
She's had some... Yeah, look. That right there, that's what
please.
I'm talking about.
You're nitpicking.
Ooh.
I told you, I am a master at this. If you show me any attractive woman, I can almost immediately tell you why I wouldn't want to be with her, and that will dismiss any thought in my head of why
right.
I do not long after
Mason,
her.
Mason, compile a list of attractive women, and please print them out. And coming up in the show at 8 o'clock, I want Hardy to tell me why they are unattractive.
Not necessarily unattractive, but I can tell you it almost immediately, within 5 seconds, why I don't want to be with
now,
that person. A lot of times, yes, it is a physical attribute that is not.
Well, it would have to be physical because we're using pictures. But now did that help you? Did you use the mystery method where you negged them? Where the girl, like, you would see a girl and you would be like, oh, like, nice eyebrow, you Sasquatch.
You mean like back during my single days?
No, now, when you're at a dinner party. Just like, hey, ugly.
It's a coping mechanism, sure.
All right, no, but...
But for the most part, if, you know, back in the day, hey, I would just walk by in the bar and say, you're coming with me, leather. And, it, you know, that's all
like
I had
Berman-esque.
To do. Oh, my God.
Now, no, but seriously, did that help you? Because remember, it was all the rage back in the day that you would neg the girl.
I don't know what that means.
It means that, for instance, there's a very attractive girl, and you're talking to them, and you're where'd you get those shoes?
Oh.
Like, you know, something like that. Or you would go, another thing that mystery liked to do is magic to get the girls. There's nothing a girl likes more than magic.
So you would say, instead of like talking him up and being all sweet and kind and everything, you would be a little dismissive of them, and that would make them feel attracted toward you.
Like they would be like, "What's going on? Every guy in here is hitting on me, and this guy just insulted me. So, you know, now I like him."
No, I would essentially treat every girl, and I think this is a time-honored tradition too. Any girl that you're trying to pick up in a bar, you treat her like your grandmother. You just you immediately hold her hand. You ask her if you can bring her a cup of tea.
You change her diaper. You soften her food for her.
That's you do all this stuff that you would do for a very elderly person, and they find that just weird enough to be attractive.
Okay, so you give them like Hummels.
I don't know how long has it been since you actually tried to quote unquote pick up a girl. Probably right up until you. I mean the. Your wife. Your wife is the last girl you tried to, that you had to pick up.
Before we were married? No.
So you continued to date outside of the relationship that you now have with your wife before you got married?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't just start going steady right away.
Okay. Well.
We didn't go up to Blueberry Hill first thing.
Well, that from the stories I've heard you tell on the air, it was pretty much first thing. What, 2-3 dates in?
2 dates in, but there was a long time in between the dates because my wife is a psychopath.
You took her up to Inspiration Point to watch the submarine races?
I found my thrill up there. Mm-hmm. All right, Aaron has a point to make. Aaron, hello. Go ahead.
Hi. First of all, I want to say you guys are great.
Thank you.
I'm listening to my fiance in the car right now, but I just think you shouldn't judge women by their looks necessarily, but by their heart, because there's more than just physical features right away.
What, do I got to get an MRI or something?
An MRI.
No, listen.
See that hot?
I'll give you a great example. Nate, is she still on the phone?
Yes, I didn't
okay.
hang up on her.
All right. Name someone who you think like a celebrity or an actress, a model, anybody who is attractive that you think men fawn over. I'll give you an example of how I can dismiss them, and I won't use something physical. Go ahead.
Okay, let's see. I love Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon is a nightmare in a restaurant. She cannot order easily. I can tell by looking at her. She's
okay.
Very, very, she's asking all these questions. Is there dairy in the Bernays sauce?
But the whole point.
No, it's not supposed to be. I heard you had a dairy-free option on this menu. You could just tell. Plus, that whole drunk driving episode with Reese Witherspoon, I can't roll with her. Oh, my God, she's a nightmare.
So you would never date a woman that had a DUI?
No. Do you remember how she acted after her DUI? She did the whole, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
I can't do it all the time. I can't.
I did it
on the way here this morning.
That's right.
I got pulled over for driving under the influence.
Yeah. Well, no, if I just get pulled over and they're like, hey, you were going 70. You know this is a 55 zone. And I'm like, you think the T can go double nickels on the dime? So this kid needs to race. And they go, wait a second, I think I recognize you. I said, F yeah, you do.
Reese Witherspoon's very attractive, but anybody who acts like that to a cop during a DUI
How about this? She's had children, she's old.
No, that doesn't bother me.
It doesn't?
No. I find myself more attracted to older women now than I do younger women, absolutely.
You're like a Milfaroo?
No.
When you look at adult films, is it more of a Milfaroo situation, or what do you got going there?
I have my membership in Milf Hunter. Would you like to borrow my username and password?
There's nothing like the 25 minutes of the Milf Hunter scene before they have sex. It really drives the point home. You know, we were talking about this the other day. He has a bar in Fort Lauderdale called, like, the Hunter's Room or something. I don't think things...
Oh, that's right. I heard you guys talking about that, where he's like a pseudo-celebrity down there.
He made enough money to buy a bar.
So did Nick Cattles. I mean, I don't think that's necessarily the benchmark of real wealth in this country.
That was fascinating to me that he got one. So, no, but all right, we'll do it at 8.
Okay.
But it has to be physical because you don't know if Reese Witherspoon sends food back.
Okay, but I do know that she was the nightmare on that traffic stop.
All right, my mother-in-law's mother, at her funeral, threw herself on the casket as they were standing there in a move that I don't think she fantasized about at all. And, like, she had been planning that dive since 1975. She's like, I'm jumping on this casket.
Wait,
there ain't no stopping me.
Wait a second. What that has to do with what?
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Okay.
Here's So
no, I just thought I'd mention it. I don't know if you had heard that story.
Well, no, because I mentioned my, I guess it would be my grandmother-in-law, and that she, in that I'm about to mention her, but then when I, before I do that, I have to tell you, when she died and she was in her coffin at the cemetery there during the funeral, my mother-in-law dove upon the coffin.
Phenomenal.
But in fairness, the woman was 90. So.
Oh, my God, what happened?
life and so.
Life expectancy exceeded by about 8 years.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, those last five looked like they were a lot of fun. So we went out to a diner in Aventura, Florida, and she not only took all the bread from the table, she took all the bread twice, and then she took the sugars and the sweet and lows and dumped them in her purse.
Now, so there's like loose pieces of bread floating around in her purse, or did she wrap it up in like the
No. She's dumped the basket, and then she was like, "Muh." And then they gave her more, and she dumped that in. So now she has like 10 rolls, which I don't know what she's going to do with for the 24 hours that they're good. But also, what are you saving by taking the sweet and low in sugar? Like, how much money is that legitimately saving you?
Well, if you're doing cupcakes or something and you've got 400 sugar packets at home.
I got news for you. If she's making a cupcake, you shouldn't be eating it. I mean, she's got tubes everywhere, and there's stuff falling off of her. You don't want any of that stuff. I mean, why do you do that?
The bread. I don't get the bread.
Oh, yeah.
Just put it right in her purse.
Just dumps it. I mean, she's carrying, a satchel. I mean, she's
it's a
not...
a duffel bag.
Yeah, it's not like a Louis Vuitton handbag. Right. Like, it's a big-ass bag, like a tote bag.
Good Lord.
She knew we were going to the diner and that they give out free bread. You're not going to just sit on that. Well, I never got to the Megyn Kelly thing, but we can get to the Windhorse situation. Windhorse blown away again by something that happened. We will have that for you. Here are the headlines.
Something.
You know what that means.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Mankind became stupider.
Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
.985 Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. The 98.5, the Sports Hub American Cross Blood Drive is Saturday, July 14th. Donate from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Best Western in Woburn. Raffles and games throughout the day. Walk-ins welcome or schedule an appointment at redcrossblood.org. The Sports Hub American Red Cross Blood Drive, Saturday from 10 to 3:30 at the Best Western in Woburn. Well, Brian Windhorse's world has turned upside down. LeBron James has chosen to go to Los Angeles to play for the Los Angeles Lakers. And yesterday, there was a flurry of signings over there for the Lakers. They got JaVale McGee, he's a big man who's perfectly fine. Lance Stephenson and Rajon Rondo. Now, Lance Stephenson, you might recall, slapped LeBron right there in the old Nutteroo-skis at one point in his career. And Rajon Rondo is a little mercurial. Also, he really has no purpose on the court other than to, control the ball and to distribute. And that's something LeBron James is a huge fan of.
Big on assists. Rondo loves the assist stat.
Right. So LeBron James loves carrying the ball up the court, so we should see how that works out.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there isn't Rondo is not exactly a huge fan of LeBron James in the past either. So these are two interesting signings. Well, if you heard Brian Windhorse yesterday, Hardy, if you could, here is him talking about what's going on with LeBron James.
I want to add that Adrian Wojnarowski also...
Oh, by the way, okay, so hang on a second. So the deal at the time was that Hill was going to have to go to, Paul George was going to have to go to the Lakers along with what's his face? They're from
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard. So the idea was at the point that if you didn't get stars and you didn't have at least a couple stars, LeBron James wasn't coming. So Brian Windhorst is planning his next move. I would imagine he has a gorgeous wife and lovely family, and that he's saying, I have to move. I mean, I went from Akron to Cleveland to Miami back to Cleveland. I want to go to Los Angeles. It's time for the Wind Man to get some of the action going over there in La La Land. So here's Brian Windhorst when he finds out that Paul George has re-signed with Oklahoma City.
I want to add that Adrian Wojnarowski also reporting that Rajon Rondo has...
No. That's the... you got the one from...
The one from yesterday.
Oh, I have the one from yesterday. I'm sorry. I have it. Here we go.
Do your face.
This is... I mean, congratulations to the Thunder. Congratulations to Sam Presti. Congratulations to Russell Westbrook. I am stunned he took this deal of like this, because if he wasn't going to take the... Again...
He just... If he wasn't, I'm sorry, guys. I just had to pick up this mug. A little winded. Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
Brian, we actually need you up on that riser there. It's just one step up there.
I'm sorry, guys. I just blinked my... I had to blink my eyes three times. All right, so here's... Listen how frazzled he is. And you know this is because LeBron James, he doesn't know where he's going to go now. He's like, holy Moses, where am I going to go?
If he wasn't going to take the... Again, he walked away
from... You thought this was going to be a 1-1.
Yeah.
This is not a 1-1. This is a 3-1.
He walked away from $220 million in Indiana to have the chance to go to L.A. He didn't even...
meet with the Lakers. He didn't even meet with them.
And the thing about it was, is if you're going to take a multi-year deal... Yeah. He could get to 10 years service time and then come back on the market and get a big raise. Taking a 3-year deal, this is basically him giving a giant hug to Oklahoma City.
Something his father never did.
Oh,
zing.
This is essentially giving a giant hug. Dad, I could have used a hug.
You know, I was so upset. I'm going to step down off this platform here and talk for... Hold on. Hold on.
Brian, if you could talk to your... you're the guest speaker at the graduation of Akron High. If you could come up here right now, sir. What, can we hear your speech? This is LeBron. This is Paul George getting what I conceive a hug to feel like from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Brian, you'll never amount to anything. You're going to have to find someone to hitch your wagon to.
So he's just perplexed that anybody would do anything other than jump at the first and only opportunity to go play with LeBron.
Right.
He can't believe Paul George said, no, I actually like Oklahoma City. They're going to give me a lot of money to stay here and play on what I think is a good team, so I'm going to do that. He can't wrap his head around it. No. So,
Oklahoma City, I am stunned. I am as stunned by this contract
as was I found out that the woman in Vegas was a prostitute.
So
I'm as stunned now as when I found out the Little Debbie factory was closing.
As I was stunned that the Thunder, in fact, I almost will tell you, I'm going to tell you that this is a bigger accomplishment for the Thunder than trading for him.
Yeah, and then he had a hot dog. So yesterday... Now he feels comfortable. He knows he's going to Los Angeles. He knows that it's a 4-year deal. This is probably where he'll, he's got his shades. He's got his convertible. Windhorst is going to...
Okay, so now all the other pieces are going to fall into place now for LeBron James.
Right.
For his... What is LeBron to him? He is his everything.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. I mean, what's going to happen to my lord?
Right. Like I know, I know we're in California, but now let's win a little bit here.
And in order to win, what are they going to put around them?
I want to add that Adrian Wojnarowski also reporting that Rajon Rondo has also agreed to join the Lakers as well, gentlemen. So making moves as we speak.
Wendy, no one will shoot on that team.
What are they doing?
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
What if we...
What? What?
I will say this. LeBron thinks... This is the first time.
All right. So the deal is that Wojnarowski breaks all the stories, and Wojnar's just as apoplectic about what they are.
I want to add that Adrian Wojnarowski also reporting that Rajon Rondo has also agreed to join the Lakers as well, gentlemen. So making moves as we speak. Wendy,
no one will shoot on that team.
What are they doing?
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
What if we...
What? What?
I will say this. LeBron thinks... This is the first time...
He never cleared it with me. LeBron!
I'm going to slam my fist down on this desk.
Oh, give me this corned beef for Rachel. So, someone at Baskin-Robbins is getting rich tonight. Just give me the Windhorst, one of everything.
Double up on the apple fritter. Make it a baker's dozen with the extra fritter.
This is all the Entenmann's you have? I'll be back.
Yeah, I will scope out the end cap displays to make sure you're not lying to me again.
I demand to be taken him back. To see what the storage situation is. Nyash. Nyash. Nyash.
His whole world is falling apart.
It really is.
He doesn't get it. We still haven't gotten to either, Fred, is Stephen A. Smith. And he was on a plane. He was talking about the DeMarcus Cousins signing, too. So we can get to that, too.
Oh, we can. We can get to that. You bet your bottom dollar we can. We'll have that for you when we come back.
The games are only half of it. Hatcher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, it is going to be hot. It's the 4th of July coming up, and you're going to take on your day with a sweet way with the new brown sugar cold brew at Dunkin' Donuts. You go to the JCC pool, everyone's ripping down D cold brews. Cold steep for 12 hours with the sweetness that'll charm the taste buds off the go-getter in you. That's right. Bold and sweet have finally come together. Where have you been? Why haven't you gotten together before now? Well, they've gotten together in a deliciously infused cold brew that's naturally flavored and totally smooth. It's like the Lamar Jordan or whatever the guy's name is that was smooth. Key Sweat. It's the Key Sweat of beverages. Dunkin's new brown sugar cold brew, bold meets sweet. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Get into this sugar cold brew, brown sugar cold brew at Dunkin' Donuts. Hey, it's Fred Toucher. What if a friend came up to you and said, you've been working hard lately? Well, Tackle is here to help make your life easier. Get your house clean, handyman work done, junk hauled, yard work finished, furniture rearranged, TV hung, and hundreds of other chores checked off your to-do list. That's quite amazing.